Mersevale Nature Park is Stockport's newest park. It was created from old industrial land that the council acquired to create a place for both people and nature to enjoy. And that's the premise behind the park, and the river being the backbone of the park, so hence the name Merseyvale. Prior to it being a park, there was a bleach works on one part of the site, which was opened in the mid-1850s, involved in bleaching and dyeing and things like that, and used the river as a washland, so the river became really, really polluted. So as part of the project, the river's been cleaned up quite a lot, and we're now celebrating the fact that there's salmon back in the River Mersey. Prior to the land being acquired by the council, it was a bit of a disaster. Motorbike use was rife on there. You could actually see a track built that people built themselves for motorbike use. Just nuisance, burnt out cars. Not very nice for the area. I mean, the bleachworks itself was only demolished in 1992. And after that, it was just a derelict site until, like I said, the council acquired it sometime later. Well, initially, as the project was set up, there was a lot of consultancy work done with the local community to see what the actual community wanted rather than what just one person decided. It was sort of a community effort. The idea of the consultancy was to make people feel more involved in the park as a whole, from the actual conception of the idea, right, very through to now, where the local community is still having an involvement. As people do feel a sense of ownership, it does make people want to become more involved. For example, in the winter, we did some bulb planting with the school, and now the children can come across and they can see the flowers that they've planted, and they're like, yeah, I planted those, I can protect them. It adds some kind of protection to the area as well, because the local people will look after it. You know, you can't be there 24 hours a day, so it's great that you've got that support from the community. I arrived in the park in August 2006, with my role being a community parks officer, which is a sort of vast role, really. I do the maintenance on the site, I get volunteers involved in doing maintenance tasks. I do a volunteer task day every Friday, where people from the local community can come down and make a real difference to their local environment, which is great. We do events along the river. For example, this year, we've got the second annual Mersey Descent Canoe Race, which is taking place in October. And we had one last year, which was really, really successful. So we want to carry on from that. Activities based around the river are changing people's perceptions. Obviously, for a very long time, the river was thought as a really, really dirty. But now it's not, you know, it can be used for recreational activities like the canoeing. It's important for people to have a space like Merseyvale Nature Park, because it brings them closer to the outdoors, it brings them closer to nature. You know, there are loads of things that you can do on the site, just having a kickabout, or there's a park, a formal park with swings and slides for younger children. There's horse riding that you can do, there's cycling. It gets people active and it gets people fit. So it's a great boost to a community to have a space where they can sort of be free outdoors. On the park, we've got a great abundance of wildlife. We've got a site of biological interest on the old railway lines, and that's for it being a species-rich neutral grassland. So lots and lots of wildflowers, lots of different types of wildflowers up there. And also the wildflower meadow with corn flowers and oxeye daisies and poppies, bringing a real burst of colour in the summer. The bird life is particularly good on that stretch of the river. I regularly see a pair of goosanders on the river, and the sand martins, swallows and house martins that use the river for feeding. There's three species of bats been recorded on the site. A kingfisher that I've seen only once, but it's there. And this week, for some reason, I've seen two weasels. There's been a great deal of difference, even in the short time that I've been there, seeing it grow and seeing it mature and seeing what comes back the next year. Seeing that you've actually achieved what you set out to achieve. I do have a favourite spot, and it is part of Merseyvale. It's the old bleachworks site, which is now a wonderful wildflower meadow. And in the summer, you know, you can stand on the bank and you can look across the meadow and you can hear the river and you see all the wonderful colours. And it's just, you know, the fact that that was once really, really derelict and not a very nice place, and now you stand and you look at it, and it's fantastic. And so many people walk through and say, you know, it's such an improvement on what we had before, and we're so grateful that it's there.